大家好，我是 Jenny， 真的非常欢迎你又回来收听我们潘吉 Jenny 告诉你的节目。我今天是非常的兴奋，非常的激动，也非常感恩，要跟大家介绍我们的新主播，他就是
嗨，你好吗？就是 Michael 啊，大家好呀。
你好 Michael， 其实我跟 Michael 也还不怎么熟，我俩刚刚线上认识了两个礼拜。
对对，好巧啊，就是我们都住在温哥华，所以我好巧了，我们可以一起认识的。
好，那今天既然是 Michael 第一次来到我们的节目，然后呢，我想大家都等不及想要更多的认识他，而且听到他中文那么棒，也很想知道他是跟这个中文啊、中国啊是什么样的渊源和关系。And to be honest, I really want to learn more about you because, like I said, we've just met.
Yeah, so as you said here, it's a small world. 其实我这几天前有我从那个 Jenny 就收到了一个 message 啊，对不对？当时我就想一想。Jenny 啊，这时候我就看看你的那个图片，我说会看起来好像那 Jenny 来自那个 Chinese Pod， 所以我说是好巧的呀。就是差不多十五年前了，你教我学习中文呢、
啊。没有，感谢你啊，那个时候还信任我和就是潘吉，我们这个节目叫潘吉 Jenny， 告诉你，因为这个节目我第一个 OG Original 的 Co-host，
对对，没错，
之前跟我一起在教外国人。中文是吧？
对。
所以 Michael， 我很想问你呢，你是怎么会开始学中文 ？And you know what sparked your interest in learning Chinese？ And 而且我知道你后来还去了中国，还住了几年是吧
？Yeah, my story is kind of weird because in Canada we mostly speak English and we speak French. And when I was very young, my teacher, I must have been like 5 or 6 years old.My teacher, when I was like in primary school, he said, oh, your son should learn Chinese. But at an early age, my parents were like, we should put him in Chinese class. But it was only in high school when I started to actually study.
Wow, 这个我觉得就是缘分啊, right? It's destiny. It's fate, almost, right? 所以你在高中的时候，你们学校还有中文课啊？因为现在有中文课的学校越来越多，但是在温哥华也不是那么多。而且因为我们两个年龄差不多嘛，所以你上高中的时候，你们那个学校也是很有远见的 ，right? It's really a very visionary school.
Yeah, it's really amazing. My teacher, you would have loved to meet him back in like 1997 or something like that. He was a white guy. He traveled all over China, and he was a typical 中国通, as we said. And imagine putting on a Mandarin class in an international school.Yeah. In like 1996, it's just like, you know, so.
Okay, started, you know, really being exposed to Chinese at high school. 然后后来在加拿大上了大学 But, right after you graduated from university, 你当时就买了机票去中国。所以也 yeah, you were very brave.
Well, again, you say brave, but it is fascinating. It's like you look back at your childhood, and you're like,Well, what was I interested in, right? And languages were something really fun for me. Whereas all the other stuff that we were doing, you know, engineering and medicine, I was like, I didn't really care. I didn't really care. So,
你大学是学什么的？
一般都是经济学。
So
this was
so you studied,
yeah, it's、
economics.
Kind of like a business, economics. Like it was very practical, right? Very practical.、But you didn't really...Yeah, it's like you didn't really know if you loved it or it was just like a useful thing to study. And when I heard about this school that was sending people to, you know, to like Shenzhen, Shanghai, and Guangzhou, I got、yeah. really excited.
Okay, so you were in school when you transferred to Guangzhou?
Yeah, exactly. So it was like working for maybe a Chinese company or maybe a Western company in China, right?
OK, 你是哪一年就是正式搬到中国去？
所以应该是那个2008年左右。
哎呀，好机会，好时机 ，great timing， the Beijing Olympics 是吗
？Right 。
然后你在中国一共住了五六年是吧？
对啊、，so I lived in Shenzhen my very first year. It was amazing, you know. Shenzhen in 2007 was really not that international. We never saw foreigners ever. Like, we basically spoke Chinese all the time. I was
lucky.
所以
对你来说很好啊，有语言环境。
Very important. Yeah, it's very important. And actually, my job was in an office, and I had a phone, and I would get phone calls from our 同事, all day long, and they would just speak Chinese, right? So for a language learner at the time, I was definitely learning Chinese. This was a kind of amazing opportunity.
人就是总归会被逼出来的，是吧？ If the environment forces you to do it, then you probably will learn how to do it.
It's amazing. You know, a lot of Chinese people, they come here. I mean, I obviously I'm a teacher, and I would have students from South Korea, from Japan, from Brazil. And I think that whenever they come to Vancouver, they always feel very comfortable here because they can make friends from their own country, or they can find places like Richmond, as we said, which is perfect for Guangdonghua or Putonghua.
All right. 其实我觉得现在，哎，特别就是 AI 时代，真的，你说我们需不需要学一门外语 ？The answer is maybe no， 因为真的 AI 能够作为一个工具，right as a tool， just help you understand any language at any moment。但我想，对于 Michael， 对于我自己也是，然后我知道对于我们很多的听众也是，就是我们对于一个语言的学习，它更加多是 you know what this learning process brings us， right？ 就这整个学习的过程，我觉得是很快乐的。
Yeah, as you said here, so like me being in China, that was an incredible experience. You know, I had to talk to strangers, literally like, oh, I don't know where to go. I mean, we didn't have the iPhone in 2007. I mean,
也没有滴滴，对吧？就是
right,
网约车打一个，你都不用跟他讲话，那个时候都不行。
So you can imagine what it's like to, you know, just have, okay, I got to talk to strangers. I have to do it in a foreign language. And I think you overcome those kind of confidence problems very quickly, right? Maybe in 2 months, you're suddenly getting really confident in the second language because you have to. Yeah.
对，但我觉得某一个程度也是 you're embracing it. 你在拥抱那个挑战。所以 you know, all the kudos to you. 真的要为你鼓掌哦。然后在深圳住了一段时间，后来就搬到上海。
So, yeah, I just want to say, like, I spent 1 year in Shenzhen. It was an amazing time. You know, it's funny, you know, when I think back to my life in China, I actually think a lot about that first year, a lot of new friends, new experiences, and just these ridiculous situations that I would be in. Unfortunately, my boss in my very first job was not the nicest guy in the world, right? He's a very tough,
hard to
yeah,
deal with.
Yeah, yeah, a very tough boss. And again, I think some of your listeners might have a boss who they don't really love their boss. So when I got the chance to maybe find a boss through my own guanxi or through my family or something like that, I took that chance. And that second job was actually in Shanghai. And I was really excited about that.
OK， 所以你后来到上海就住了多少四年？
对对，没错。
我知道你在深圳和上海都是做就是采购销售一类的工作 ，so you worked in sourcing and sales。
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
因为全世界有那么多的东西都是中国制造啊 ，and now you know Chinese manufacturing。Really leads the world, right?
Exactly,
in almost
exactly.
every area.
Everything you can think of, yeah.
对，所以你那个时候就是帮助一些，比如说欧美客人、客户、公司 ，you help them to find like a factory, a manufacturer partner
right.
in China.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. The job was actually interesting. So we had clients, for example, like you know, speaking of another company that's been in the news, The Bay, for example.
Oh, 加拿大一个
right,
对很大的
yeah.
百货店最近刚刚破产了
right.
after
that's right.
200
that's right.
years.
So yeah. The Bay would basically buy like, you know, hundreds and thousands of products through our factories. But we would do this kind of like yanhua. It's like kind of like a product inspection or something like that, right?
Yanhua,
没错。You know, I would get phone calls from like, you know, 10 different teams throughout Guangdong province to talk to the clients.
Okay, okay. 好，但是工作不是人生的全部嘛, right? So you also gotta enjoy your life in China.
I mean, look, at the time I was in my sort of mid-20s, of course, everybody was going to nightclubs. We were meeting new people. At the time, I mean, I had the typical Lao Y bubble, right? Like, people
哦，
go
就
to
是老
Shanghai,
外
they
那个
never.
泡泡 bubble，就是你的周围都是也是外国朋友。
So you would go to house parties, like some French guy, and again, it's still very international. But obviously, I was meeting a lot of Chinese friends and Chinese people as well. So again, Shanghai was really, really amazing. I think I mentioned that I did, I would travel to all parts of the city, and I would even go on camping trips. We would go out to like a Jiangsu, Zhejiang. You join these kind of tour groups where you get to meet new people and go hiking and camping together. So it was a really wonderful, wonderful time.
Michael 还是个加拿大人。You can take the boy out of Canada, you can't take Canada out of the boy。喜欢露营，outdoor 户外活动是吧？
Exactly.
就是我想跟大家讲一下，Michael 的中文非常好，然后他是一个特别认真。我把就是这个。我会问的问题发给了 Michael，然后我说你不用写太多啊，你用 bullet points 就好。然后他下面给我中文、英文都写了。在我说你在中国有什么 highlights 啊？有什么特别就是喜欢的事情？他用中文说，特别参加了一些旅行团去探索浙江省，然后一起露营、做饭、探索森林，还有徒步旅行等等。哇，用中文写的好厉害。后来在中国，住了大概5年以后，对吧？就是觉得是时候回到加拿大，就是在中国有一段很好的经历。然后呢，但毕竟家人啊，这个都还是在加拿大，so you relocated back。
This is not this is an int it's a kind of interesting story, but the company I was working for, I worked for them for a while. I even joined a startup, just like
哦，
again,
创业
remember,
公司，startup。
little tech company, So this would have been 2012. Again, very exciting. This was around the time the Facebook movie came out.
所以你也是加入了一个这种什么 social media startup？
It was an app that people could use when they went to a like an expo, those kind of like trade
广
shows,
交
like the
会啦，什么？
So it was an interesting idea. Unfortunately, we made lots of mistakes, and unfortunately, startups they come and they go. So it
很不
lasted for
容易
about
创业，对。
yeah, it's tough, it's tough. Anyway, after that, I've said like, okay, I'm gonna go back to Canada, and but before I did spend a time in Nantong. Again, I
I
don't.
was born there。哎呦，我们俩太有缘了，因为那个时候我的外公外婆对他们部队离休以后，就是到了南通，然后就照顾我妈妈生我，所以 I was actually born in 南通。南通现在也很棒，你知道，就是讲到 manufacturing sourcing 啊，南通是做世界上最多的什么东西吗？They're the manufacturing hub of a very important item in your home.
Which one? What is it?
Home textiles，就我们
Oh,
讲的 bedding sheets，各种
Oh, very
各样。
important.
Got a great economy now. Yeah.
And I was just like kind of like a vacation. It was like a relaxation, like let's get out of the big city, let's go to this quote unquote small town, which is by the way, like twice the size of Vancouver. But it was really a beautiful. I remember there would be usually like a lao ye ye, they were like fishing, like they're fishing by the water in outside of
Oh.
Nantong. It was very beautiful. And I was like, this is perfect. I think I was there for like half a year. And remember I was telling you about some guanxi that I had. I didn't really have a lot of
所以你有
guanxi.
很多关系，
没有，but one of my family friends was up in Beijing, and basically about a half a year later, he said, "Come up to Beijing. We got a great job for you." And
Okay.
I think I lasted in Nantong for about 6 months, and then they called me up to Beijing. And long story short, that's how I ended up back in Canada. It was kind of like they attracted me, they pulled me to come back to Canada for some special job, something like that.
Oh, I'm now very interested in all your 关系 and special jobs. 好，以后我们有时间慢
或许
慢的来 learn about 探索你的生活经历。OK，好，那你其实回到温哥华，回到加拿大也已经10多年了啊。可是，我觉得你中文还是保持得很好啦。是 我能问吗？是太太、女朋友是中国人还是？
Well, it's not that I, you know, 其实我很多中国人要说，哦，我的英语落后了，落后 ，right?
退步
、yeah. Are you know, my China sort of fell apart, but I think it really did. But I mentioned to you that I think last year I tried to study more Chinese, so I was trying to write the HSK, 就是汉语水平
考
试。
对，去年开始就又那个密集型的重新学习中文，是吧？
Yeah, I tried to catch up, and I tried to get it seriously. I was trying to read, write, listen, and in terms of speaking, speaking is not part of the 汉语水平考试, so didn't really matter. But at least I was reading, and I think that was the one thing that I think a lot of students don't do. They just ignore reading.
就是你会看什么呢？以及 more generally, like how do you keep up your Chinese now? Do you use things like 抖音啊、小红书啊 or even watch Chinese content on YouTube?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I tried reading, and I know this is like an obvious one, but like we tried reading novels. One of the cool things that you can do with like DeepSeek or like OpenAI、
yeah.
is you can say like,You know, we talk about a beginner or 初级 as being like A1, A2, 中级 is B1, B2, and so on. So I would actually say to DeepSeek, I would say like, hey, can you suggest some B2 Chinese novels? And it would try to make a recommendation. And again, I actually think that's pretty great, right? I think that you can find books that are at like that intermediate kind of a 中级 level and feel confident reading them rather than feeling overwhelmed.By all the new words.
其实我觉得所有的这些革新的技术和工具啊，真的给我们的语言学习带来很多的便利。然后包括像抖音、小红书这样的社交平台。And you know, you're engaging with those real life content in Chinese, right?
Yeah, it's, as you said, it's absolutely amazing how much stuff is out there or how much content is out there. I've been a big fan of Bilibili for a while, right? So there's always cool stuff on there, funny stuff on there, interesting people on there. And as you said, Xiaohongshu is originally, Xiaohongshu, I think, was sort of mostly used by women. I don't know why, but it was mostly for like,You know, beauty products
style,
or
fashion,
yeah, fashion, right. So I do not belong on Xiaohongshu at all. I do not belong.
没有啊，他现在已经很多元化。然后最主要的，你多刷一下，他就知道你爱看什么，你不爱看什么。哎，那你在 B 站，在 Bilibili。What do you watch there? What kind
yeah,
of stuff you're interested in?
Yeah, so I actually found that when we talk about a polyglot, somebody who loves languages, there's actually a lot of really great stuff on there from, again, Chinese people who are learning Spanish or Chinese people who are learning Korean or Koreans who are learning Chinese. So it's kind of some mixture of like one language and another language. And there's lots of funny stuff to check out. It's great.
你刚刚讲的这个 polyglot 啊，它的意思就是一个会说很多语言的人，对吧？或者我们有个更我不知道更口语的说法，一个 language nerd， 就是钻研语言。你好像也是啊，因为你说你现在还是继续在学法语。
Yeah, as you said, my Canada is a huge country, and as your followers might know, Western Canada has basically no French people. And
对，温哥华这边没什么。对，
没错。So like Quebec, Montalo, something like that.
There's lots
of French, but so I'm learning French as something that's just a hobby, and I hope that one day I can go to places like Montreal and Quebec or Paris or Belgium. But I think you really need to love, in my opinion, you need to love the language. Like you need to really love the sound of the language. If you enjoy it, I think you can study for a long, long time.
But if
you really don't like the language and you're just doing it to like make money, it's really hard. It's really hard to push yourself, you know?
对对对，就是我们还是要找到那个最深层次的啦 ，the deepest and 最本能的那种 natural、what drives you, right? You enjoy it. 然后后来我看你在那个 notes 里面给我写的，就是你说那个用什么豆包或 ChatGPT、DeepSeek， 你要跟他说话。现在AI has changed, revolutionized that as well.
Yeah, I was going to say AI is really interesting. I I basically use AI for language practice, as I mentioned, not just for Chinese, but also for French. In fact, it was just 2 or 3 days ago, I just wrote a French exam here in Vancouver, and I would basically read an article. So I would go on the web, I would find some French article, and then I would use something like Doubao or ChatGPT to talk about this topic for 15 minutes. That was my thing. I would study for 15 minutes and then I would move on to something else. And I was able to do that for maybe what, 2 months, 3 months,
所以
and
你用
I it
豆
was
包
fun.
就是字节的产品哎 ，ByteDance 对，所以你是用那个做法语口语练习。
Yeah, it's just like having a conversation, talking about interesting things. You'll notice that some people, a lot of my students, they are engineers, right? So I
对对
talk to
对。
them about what do you read in English? And they say, I read about computers. And it's like, okay, but you have to read about something else. And they're like, no, I only read about computers, right? It's really hard to grow your language skills if you only really read about one single
太窄
topic,
了
right?
，yeah。
太窄了，对。So I found that if what I do is I'll take every article will be about maybe today it'll be about tomorrow technology, tomorrow it'll be about culture, after that it'll be about travel and something like that, right? So I'm always reading about different things to grow my 词汇, my vocabulary, and then when I have the conversation, I can actually use those words. And feel more 流利，feel more fluent。
对，其实你这个建议蛮好，因为我是没有用过豆包来做这个语言的练习啊，但大家可以试试看哦。我们今天聊了很久啊，然后最后我就想说，真的，就是我很感谢上帝啦，就是让我很快找到一个新主播 Michael，you know his story with China, with learning Chinese, his love and passion for it，以及他现在也在自己教英语，对吧？哎，他作为一个学习者，整个的经历，我觉得就是对咱们听众来说是特别特别的有用。其实今天这一期节目就跟向你学到了很多很多有用的窍门、方法、工具。So thank you, Michael.
Absolutely. It was a blast. Thank you very much.
It's just the beginning. 那只是我们第一次合作做节目，希望大家支持 Michael 继续收听我们的节目。然后我最后想说啊，真的我很感谢，很感谢，你们听众朋友们，就是 Jason 走了以后呢，我就收到好多听众的留言，然后有一些有我私人微信的，都来给我发微信说你继续加油哦。然后我就真的想告诉大家。我会继续加油的，因为我觉得太幸运了。现在做内容的人那么多，做好内容的人那么多，我10多年还有大家在听，我真的是世界上最幸运的人。所以呢，我也会继续努力的，而且我自己很喜欢，很享受这件事情，好好的跟 Michael 一起把这个节目录下去，好不好？And you know, Michael，我们真的很，我自己也很期待了，to record with you to Learn from you, learn more about you.
Right back at you. Yeah. Thanks so much for a wonderful class. It's lovely meeting you.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。下一周我跟 Michael, we'll see you right here.
谢谢大家，我们下期再见，拜拜。